my daughter was due to get the train down with a lot of other students to vote yesterday evening. She was getting the train around 7:30. When they got to the station, there was a sign there saying that there was significant delays and the train was postponed. There wasn't a reason at that stage. So at that stage, there's nothing coming up in Irish Rail, only that there was trains were postponed. Then Twitter put up a few bits of information saying that it was a signal issue. Signals were down all over the place, so there was no time frame of when they'd be fixed or when the train would actually get going again. So they hung around from 7:30 until, I think it was about 9 o'clock the train came. Now you can imagine hungry students and, you know, standing around in the cold for that period of time. They did get on the train and there were still more issues as they went. It was a very slow process getting down. The train got into Colooney at 20 minutes to 1. I was there waiting for, as were other people, sitting in cars. And the train station was in total darkness, extremely dangerous situation. So when they got off the train, they were using torches to find their way out of the station. And as you can imagine, there was people who thought they were going to get off the train after 10 o'clock and it was safe to walk home. These people were going off in the dark with torches at that hour of the morning heading towards Colooney with no lifts. I was very surprised, I have to say, to see that there was nothing in place, no lights on at that stage. You'd imagine now that they knew the train was coming, light up the place, you know, for safety. There was no tea or coffee as usual on the train, so you can imagine now when they got in, they were very weary and very hungry passengers on that train. And I suppose, you know, if you're on a flight, Ronan, and a train, the flight is delayed for 2 hours, you're offered some sort of refreshment or offered something. There was nothing. And, you know, for people who didn't have Twitter, they had no clue what was going on. So it was an unfortunate situation, but for something like that to happen and nobody there to meet you when you got to your destination and the place in total darkness, it's not good enough. It was an extremely dangerous situation with cars taken off and people walking down from the station in complete darkness.